Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is Shamanic Awakening Ceremony. We do this every couple of months. Some people think it's our most intense event of all. And we get hardcore on this. We set up our usual sacred container, and then we do the four-part embodied awakening cycle. What really makes this event stand apart, though, is we put a strong emphasis on the healing invocation, which we do partway through, and we spend a lot of time on that. It's not uncommon for us to spend 30 to 45 minutes in the healing section of this process. The entire event usually takes about 90 minutes. So what we do during that is we deliberately stir up any heavy stuff that's in your field and is ready to go. And so it's a very powerful, intense kind of thing. So let me give you a fuller description of the whole event, because I think we've got at least one or two fairly new folks here who've not done this before. The initial work after this intro will be as usual. I will call the directions of the Mesa. I will call in our beautiful divine allies of love and light. We'll set up a safe sacred container. However, I won't immediately lead you into embodied awakening. That is developed throughout the process. There will be the four invocations that are part of the embodied awakening invocation cycle. We'll start with maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Then I usually do a mantra to bring in a really sweet and sacred energy. After that is established, then we go into the healing round. We hit it pretty quick. And we'll say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then I will rattle, I'll sing intensely. I'll probably do a process where I speak directly to any dark entities who are in your field and invite them to leave voluntarily. If not, we'll do stuff to hopefully shoo them out anyway. And most people have a pretty strong release of that kind of stuff, because we've all got heavy energy of some kind. It's just a matter of degree. So we'll do a lot of cleansing of that. Then once I feel like we've done enough cleanup, then we'll go to invoking oneness with our higher self at its level. Hang out there a bit, invite it into our bodies, as we'd always do, to get embodied awakening, and then one more invocation after that to complete the embodied awakening invocation cycle, kind of locking it in and asking that it be maintained consistently and deepened over time. And then we'll wrap it up. Often I only do two songs, the mantra at the early part and then the intense healing song. After that, it's usually a spoken word process, but who knows? I'll do what the allies tell me to do. And again, what I've described is what normally happens, but if I am certainly guided elsewhere, then I will, of course, follow the lead of the divine allies. Let me take a moment to thank everyone I see here on the live call. I see 24 people in here right now. So welcome to Anjali, Angela, Apoorva, Autumn, Diana, Eric, Faye, James, Jesse, new member, welcome. Laura, Lauren, Lydia, Marilyn, Marla, Monica, Nikki, Pete, Pawnee. Oh, good to see you back. Haven't seen you in here for a while. Renate, Roberta, Trisha, Guru, also a fairly new member, Roberta. So good to have a mix of people who've been around a while and newer folks. I love a good balance that way. And one thing I'll tell you, because of the intensity of this event, I'll tell you something I also say when I do the shamanic breathwork event, which is if it gets intense, try to hang out through it. If you get a lot of heavy stuff stirred up, there may be parts of you saying, I don't want to do this. Let me just log out right now and not do any more of this. And if you're leaving the event partway through because you're having a really intense challenge energetically, the problem of doing that then is you've got a partway up, you haven't released it, and then it could remain troublesome after that. If you kind of get it halfway out and you don't quite release it, then you kind of stir it up, then it could be even more troublesome than if you hadn't messed with it at all. So ideally, you want to hang around. If something is getting intensely stirred up and you're feeling physical or emotional challenge, that's the reason to stick around, because you got it stirred up, it's partway done, and we'll do our very best to clear that thing all the way out so it never bothers you again. So the shamanic axiom is you have to feel it to heal it. So if you find you're getting some challenging experience, do your best to stick around if possible. Now, of course, you got free will. You can log out anytime you want, whether you're live or on the recording. But my own experience, and I've had reports from members who've been in that experience, it's really better to stick with it if you can. Of course, If you're partway through this event and some emergency comes up and you really have to leave the event, I understand. Of course, you're a member and you can always come back. It'll be in the archive tomorrow. You can go back and pick it up and complete it or start it again from scratch if you need to. So it'll be there. And it's just as powerful in the archive, of course, as it was on the live call. So those are just some thoughts I have around sticking around when it gets intense. And I assume you read the description and you knew coming in that it was going to be an intense event. So, yeah. And Awakening Plus, I try to give a wide variety of everything from, as I say, bubble bath gentle to shamanically intense. And this is the shamanically intense end. Okay. So I'm actually being called to see if anyone has a quick question before we actually dive in. Let me allow unmuting. So anyone is welcome to either type a question in the chat or just unmute yourself and ask a question if you have anything you're concerned about. I will, of course, talk you through everything step by step. So I'll make sure we cover all the bases as we go through. So I'll leave just a moment to see if anyone has a concern or question before we dive in. I guess not. Okay. I'm glad I explained it all clearly. And I will mention the nature of all Awakening Plus events is you don't get overwhelmed. It may be intense. It's not going to be too much. Guru types, hope for intense session to clean parasitic entities that have been on me for decades. Yeah, well, we will do our best. I can never guarantee a specific outcome, but I've had a lot of members who've had a lot of help. All right, let me yawn. And we'll get it rolling. Okay, so as always with energetic events, and especially for intense ones like this, please give me your full attention throughout this process. Again, it should run about 90 minutes, all told. And you are contributing to the energetic field, whether you're live or on the recording. So please be fully present, just like you were right here in the room with me, because energetically, you are. And if you have to leave early, if you just absolutely have to, I understand. Just ask the allies to ease you out nice and gentle, and your departure will not disrupt the field for the rest of us. As always, my yawning is not about being tired. It is about energy already releasing through me. Yawning is one of many ways that energy releases through the body. Okay, please close your eyes. I'm going to assume from this point that it is safe for you to give me your full and undivided attention. So please close your eyes and become aware of how your body feels. And if you have awareness of your energy body, just feel that subtle energy in and or around you. Just notice where it's at now. Okay, so that's your baseline. Now, as I call the directions, as I call in our beautiful divine allies, just feel energy moving if you're aware of that. If you're not, then just feel your breath come and go passively. Whatever it wants to do is fine. One more yawn. All right, here we go. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Quichi. I am that I am. Allies, to prepare myself to the greatest extent that serves highest good, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness, higher self. Please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, The Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other benevolent, high vibration, angelic beings whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There we go. All right, the container is in place. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to call them now, whether you are live or on the recording. Just a few more seconds for them to come. All righty. So please take a moment and feel your energy and your body. While you're doing that, I'm going to refill my water glass. Alrighty. So we're going to start in mellow. We'll do our first invocation to call in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So I'll have you repeat that after me here in just a moment. Once again, feel the body, feel the energy field as it is. So please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Relax and let it start filling you. And while you're doing that to support this, I'm going to sing that mantra. It's the Mula Mantra. I need to change Zoom over to the music setting here. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sameta Sri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sameta Sri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Paramatma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sameta Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavati Sameta Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavati Take a moment and just feel your body and energy field again. I'm going to apply a little Agua de Florida, Florida water. May all that you be clear from this Florida water, it may be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. A little for the Mesa. All right, that feels better. All righty. So now we're going to get ready to turn up the intensity. We're going to get ready to do the healing process. So as I said earlier, this is where it can get intense. You may feel powerful, challenging energies coming up physically, emotionally, whatever. This section is specifically designed to stir up heavy stuff and flush it out once and for all. So it may be intense. I guarantee it won't overwhelm you. If you just relax and be passive and let the beautiful divine beings who are all here helping you out, whether you're live or on the recording, let them stir it up, flush it through. Most commonly, heavy energies are felt flushing out through the hands or feet. It can also leave other ways. It can transmute to love and light right where it is. Just let it do its thing. Let the allies do it in whatever way is best. And the second healing song will probably address and offer voluntary departure for any dark entities there too. Let me just feel what song wants to come here. All right, so if you have a specific intention of what you would like to release, go ahead and have a chat with your higher self and the allies now. And what I like to do in this kind of context is I'll ask for what I want to heal or release or transform or transmute. And then I always close it up with a karma-free safety clause, but I'll give you that after you've done your thing. So if Again, they already know what you need. It's not necessary to ask for anything in particular. They always have your highest good understood already. But if you would like to make a specific healing request, I'll leave a moment for you to do that right now. Go ahead and chat with your allies. You can do this whether you're live or on the recording. I'll give you a moment starting now. Okay, just a few more seconds. Okay. All right, so now I invite you, if you have made a request, to close it with the karma-free safety clause. So if you wish to repeat that, start repeating after me now. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. All right. That way you only get what really serves you, and they have a chance to give you something even better than what you asked for. All right. So everyone now is just going to do the general healing invocation, and we'll get rolling with the music again. The music is designed to support you energetically. I would like your attention primarily to be on what you're feeling in your body. If you feel energy moving any way, shape, or form, just feel whatever's happening, whether it feels challenging or good, just be with whatever is. And if you don't have that awareness, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go passively. But your passivity is what's going to get you the best result here. The whole point here is your human self, your ego, is not micromanaging the healing. You are letting your higher self and these beautiful, beautiful divine allies do it for you. They're so much better at this than any human could ever be. So I really encourage you, once you've made your request, just to let go and go with the process. So let's go ahead and do the standard healing invocation. Please repeat after me if you wish, out loud if possible, otherwise silently. Here we go. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. All right. I'm about done talking, and I'm going to start singing. So again, just relax. Your position is not important. You can be laying down, sitting up, reclining, moving around. Oh, I should say this before I start singing. Let the body release heavy energy however it wishes. This means that if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's fine. If you need to cry, if you need to make sound, if you need to get up and move big, if you need to stomp or flail your arms, or you know, whatever your body really wants to do, just I really invite you, let it do it if at all possible. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if the body wants to release in a certain way, then let it have its way. It knows the best ways to release. So if possible, please do that. And remember, it may be intense. It's not going to be too much. All right. So let's go back to music mode and let's get the music started. So there's going to be a whole lot of music and not a whole lot of talking here for a while. Here we go. Otorongo supakayim pintay mantay mari. 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 Marili, marili, marili. Marilitsu, marili, marili. Ayahuasca supakayim pintay mantay mari. 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 Marili, marili, marili. Marilitsu, marili, marili. Boa boa supakayim pintay mantay mari. 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 Marili, marili, marili. Marilitsu, marili, marili. Tabakito Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Usorito Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Chakrunita Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Kurundera Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Los maestros Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Ancestral Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Familiar Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Amazonas Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Prince Bud River Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Appalachian Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Oso Blanco Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Agua Pura Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Pachamama Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. 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 Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Ayahuasca Supercayam Boom Diamond Diamondy. Ayahuasca supaikaya pun diamond diamondy. Ayahuasca supaikaya pun diamond diamondy. Ayahuasca supaikaya pun diamond diamondy. Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Chakranika supaikaya pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Shining rock supaikaya pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Take a moment and see how your body and your energy body feel. See if some stuff has gotten stirred up and if it's releasing well. All right. It's time for me to have a chat with dark entities. So I don't freak you guys out, let me explain what I'm about to do here. Every human, with no exceptions that I'm aware of, has got at least some dark entities hanging around. It's like, just like we have gut bacteria, a ton of gut bacteria in the stomach that allow us to digest our food. They partner with us. Likewise, every human has an ecosystem of energy beings. And some of them are really high vibration and sweet, and they feel awesome. And there's also some lower vibration ones that cause us to feel not so good. And what I'm going to do here momentarily is I'm going to direct address the dark energies, the lower vibration beings that are hanging around you. And we're going to give them a opportunity to leave voluntarily. And usually a ton of them do. And then once that little voluntary departure process opportunity has completed, then we'll all do a song, as I'll explain to them, that is designed to transmute them to beings of love and light if they choose to stay around. So I've done this many times. God, I've probably done this hundreds of times, so I'm used to it. So just relax and know that there's nothing wrong with you if you got some dark entities hanging around. It basically means you're human. So this should help unburden you with some of those. I now address any beings of lower vibration or malevolent intent who are in or around the humans I'm speaking to. Thank you for your attention. My name is Benjamin. As you can perceive, I come with many very powerful beings of love and light. Again, I appreciate your attention. So I want to give you fair warning that in a very short time, I'm going to be singing a song of transmutation. The very function of this song, Dark Beings, is to transmute you to beings of love and light if you choose to stay around. So just to give you a heads up that will be happening in just a moment here. However, before it does, I want to give you an opportunity for voluntary departure. My understanding is that many of you lower vibration beings, beings of malevolent intent, would rather not be here on Earth at all. You'd rather be home. A lot of you got trapped here because of stuff that happened quite a while back. So I think many of you would love nothing more than a safe way home. That's exactly what you're about to get. So I'm going to invite in Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, would you please help out? Thank you, brother. Archangel Michael, as usual, please open a one-way exit-only portal that will allow these dark beings to go home to their home frequency. So Archangel Michael has just opened those one-way exit-only portals. So dark beings, if you've been looking for a way home, here it is. Now, I know y'all are suspecting trickery. What mischief am I up to here? None. I know you're very good at detecting that. Please feel the frequency of my being and my words. I'm giving you the straight truth here. If you go through that tunnel back to your home vibration, dark being, you are going to end up there exactly as you are now. No shenanigans, no trickery. You'll just safely go home. So some are going already. So if you'd like to follow the lead of those beings who have already started to jump through, there's a lot of portals, but you'll feel a vibration of yours that goes back to your home place. So I'm going to leave a moment for any dark being who wishes to voluntarily depart to do so. And I'm even going to play my little chime here. I'll grab it to give you all some departure music. Let me grab my chime. And I'll play that chime until it feels to me like all the beings who have chosen to depart have done so. And as you dark beings, we have noticed anyone who tries to jump into me will get instantly transmuted to love and light. So, not a great strategy for you. If you choose to go through the portal, go. But it won't do you any good to mess with me. There's a lot of dark entities going through the tunnels. I'm so glad to see that. Again, if you're a dark entity and are on the fence, you are welcome to go on through if you wish. Okay, it looks like we're thinning out. So again, if you are a dark being and you're thinking about going, I would suggest going now because looks like we're down to the last few and the song will be starting very soon. Alrighty. So, humans, let me address you for a sec. So, you humans, just notice if you feel any different, if you feel any lighter. Some of you may have noticed all those dark beings leaving, in which case you will feel better. So just check to see if you humans notice any difference in yourself right now. Okay, beings of darkness. That transmutation song is about to start. So I'm assuming if you're still here that you believe you can stay around and not get transmuted. If you want to be transmuted, we'll certainly help you with that. But Archangel Michael is going to leave those portals open until the song ends. So If you believe that you can, stay as you are and resist the song, maybe we'll see. But if you said, "Oh, I am starting to get transmuted. I thought I could resist, and it ain't working," then you can go ahead and jump through the portal as long as the song is still playing. So your departure opportunity, Dark Beings, is still there. But once that song ends, Mark Archangel Mike, I'm not going to say anything, but he's going to close them right up, and your free ride home goes away. Just so you know. All right, and humans. This is going to get intense, and just relax. Feel whatever energy is moving in your body. Just be present with it. Just pay attention to what's happening passively, and the divine helpers will take care of everything. And that's your best strategy. If you can't feel anything happening, then just feel your breath come and go passively. All righty, I think that's all I need to say. Let's do this. Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 As the light pours in, 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 as the light pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 As the light pours in, 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 as the light
pours in the light, pours in the light, pours in the light, pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and a light. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light is the light. Pours in 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 is the light. Pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and a light. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Oh, light. Pours in is the 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 light. Pours in.
All righty. That should be it for the healing section. Notice again how you feel in your physical and energetic bodies. All done. Now it's time to see if we can hang out with our higher selves. So please repeat after me if you wish, out loud, if possible, silently otherwise. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my higher self at its level, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. So please become aware of any peacefulness that's already there in your awareness. Just feel the peacefulness, hang out with it, be aware of it. And you're just being with the peacefulness already present. But your higher self sees what you're doing. It knows what's up. And you may even now start noticing that peacefulness is getting stronger all by itself. I'm just trying to feel the peacefulness already there, and it's amping up. So just be with the peacefulness. Notice it's getting stronger on its own. And just be with it. And just noticing the peacefulness already there. After a bit, you may gradually notice you're feeling more like energy. Maybe like just shapeless energy, maybe like a ball of light, something like that. Peaceful. And when you get to feeling like you're just pure energy, then you're most likely up there with your higher self, or perhaps I should say right here with your higher self. And just relax into it. When I'm in this space, it just feels infinite. I can't find a boundary. I'm just energy. Up here, there's no thoughts, or rather, there's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotions. It's peaceful. It's all effortless. Kind of the same criteria as when you're in embodied awakening, but the difference is you've joined your higher self at its level. And you're a being of energy right there with it. Perhaps the most accurate way to describe this is you have awakened as the higher self. It's not like you're a separate being hanging out with it. You are the higher self. And this little technique lets you become conscious as that. The higher self isn't any different. It's just that you're aware of it now. And chances are pretty good. No matter how aware of it you are, there's always a deeper awareness more profound blending that could be possible in the future. But just know that you're getting the strongest blending that serves you right now, and hang out there, enjoy it. There's always room for improvement. For now, just chill and enjoy what's there in this moment. If at any point your experience is different than what I'm describing, just relax and go with your experience. People often receive customized experiences during events like this, so go with that if it's happening. Hope you like, for most of us, we're stable enough in union with higher self, or stable enough as higher self. You can try zero effort and see if absolute zero effort still leaves you in that space. If so, zero is great. If you need a teeny bit of effort to remain here, that's okay too. But try zero and see if it's enough. You know, it's like a lot of us are really merging deeply with our higher self, awakening to that. We'll be here just a moment longer. Continue enjoying that. Okay, I'm feeling the downward movement. So now we're going to invoke embodied awakening. We went to the higher self. Now it's going to come to us. So I invite you to repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And once again, become completely passive. You'll start noticing additional physical awareness. And you may feel the higher self energy soaking in and becoming stronger in your physical form. It tends to come in the top of the head and soak in like water into a sponge. I recommend absolute passivity. Relax, let it soak in on its own. Don't do anything to help. That will only slow things down or stop them. This is a process where the higher self does it all for you. So just relax and receive. If zero effort is enough to stay aware of what's happening, then by all means, drop all the way to zero effort. If you need a little effort to be aware of what's going on, that's fine too. But use the least effort needed to feel what's happening here. Again, if you can feel the energy stuff happening, that's where you focus. If you cannot feel that, let just feel the breath coming and going on its own. No breath control, please. You get distracted, just gently return awareness to feeling energy, or if you don't have that, feeling breath. So it feels to me like most of us are getting quite nicely into embodied awakening, if not all. And I'm feeling some heavy energy release. So some of y'all, in order to immerse more fully into your body, your higher self might be pushing out a little bit of heavy energy. So if you're getting a little bit of heavy energy release, just let that happen. It would only be happening if it's necessary to open you to a deeper embodied awakening. So just be fine with whatever's happening right now. And that feels pretty good. Take a moment and feel, how do the physical and energy bodies feel now? Does your physical body now feel more like energy than solid matter? We're going to do our final invocation, but first you need to make a decision. So feel how you feel now. And let me now share with you that the thing about embodied awakening is when it's there, you have more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. There's less need to think because your intuition works better and there's just more knowing. And there's also this full body euphoria. So feel, if some or all of that is true for you right now. And ask yourself, is the state I am in right now preferable to my normal daily consciousness? And would I prefer to feel more like this every day instead of the way I typically feel every day? Reminding you once again that in this state, you do whatever you're responsible for more responsibly and more joyfully. There's only upside here. There is little, no downside I am aware of that comes with having embodied awakening 24/7. So feel how you feel and ask yourself, would I prefer to feel more like this every day or more like the way I always feel every day or typically feel? If your answer is, I like this better the way I feel right now, then and only then should you do this final invocation. Because you're going to ask for more of this more consistently. So if that's the case, then repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please maintain or deepen this embodied awakening from now on to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. All right, let the words go, and now you'll probably get some upgrade action. Typically, at this phase of the process, people get a lot of brain buzz, or they may feel energy moving into other parts of their body, as in order to give you what you just asked for, the allies have to do some upgrading, and you may feel that upgrading happen. It might feel nice. There may be some temporary discomfort as they do various processes, but they will only create whatever discomfort is needed to give you the upgrades. So I invite you to relax now and just receive what you asked for. Let them do what they need to do to help make this embodied awakening more consistent and or deeper moving forward. That was quick. Once again, feel how you feel, physically and energetically. Feels like the process is done. So, allies, we are really grateful to have received this beautiful healing and awakening process with you. We now would like to share the wealth. So allies, take this good medicine that has been created with this event and please share it with all beings on planet Earth whose highest good it will serve. And as the allies do this, it comes from infinite supply. Each of us will actually get the benefit increased because we're sharing it. So there's nothing for us to do. Just stay passive. You may feel energy moving through you. May feel other things. Just know that the allies are doing it for us. Just be present with whatever's happening. Thank you. And now, allies, please share this good medicine with all beings anywhere in the universe whose highest good will be served by receiving it. Thank you. And not a problem, since this comes from infinite divine supply. And once again, because we're the conduits it's passing through, we'll get a little bit more for ourselves too. Everybody wins. That's just how they play it. When you are the vehicle through which unconditional highest good energy flows, you are automatically given a little for yourself in gratitude for serving in this way. Now notice how big you feel. I'm feeling quite large energetically. Like galactically large. Let us see how large you feel. Ultimately, you are the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. The only question for us is how much of that is your human self aware of right now? You're still blessing the universe. Now, some of us are getting a both and awareness of our physical selves and the larger expanded awareness all at the same time. And for most people, when this happens, it's totally effortless. It's just all there in awareness. Okay, so just fun one last time, feel how you feel. And if you can remember way back to when we started this and I had you check in how you felt the first time, see if you can do a and noticing of how you might feel different now. Thank you, allies. Okay, we're going to close the container, then open it up for questions and feedback. We didn't quite need 90 minutes tonight. We're a co-chan in tea. Thank you, beloved allies. How sweet. Thanks so much for helping us out, helping us release heavy entities, helping us to become more conscious as love and light. So grateful, beautiful allies. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate? And to whom? Whew. Alrighty, that ends the formal event. If you have something else you need to do, feel free to depart at any time, but you're also welcome to hang out for the Q&A. I've just allowed unmuting, and anyone who's on the live call can now either speak, just unmute yourself, or you can type in the chat. So the floor is open. And even though we've closed, the energy is still quite strong if you want to enjoy that. It looks like Apoorva, hi.
Hello.
Wait a minute. There must be something wrong with my audio, so give me a sec to make sure my settings are proper because I see your mic doing stuff and I can't.
Am I audible?
Just a moment. I need to, that is not what I want. So give me a second to get my sound settings proper. I'm sorry about that. Not exactly what I wanted. Let me see if I can get to what I need here. Sound. Speakers. It appears to be set properly. Let's see. Well, that's weird. It says don't allow, and I do want to allow. So it's very strange. Give me a second. Bear with me, folks. I'm sorry about this. Let me see what. It's probably a. No. Oh, I see what's happened. I figured it out. Hang on a second. All right, I think I can hear you now, Apoorva. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you now. Please go ahead.
Okay. Actually, this was my first event.
Uh-huh.
And I did experience a lot of things while we were cleansing the negative entities.
Okay.
So as soon as you started talking about them, I could feel shivering in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think I have felt that earlier before in one of your events also. And previously also, but I never associated it with dark entities or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But today, while you were performing the ceremony, I could I saw that, okay, I was performing many of the gestures through my face or hands voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
So that was there, and I became aware of some entities or something like that.
Right.
And yes, I could see that, okay, a lot of things was happening inside of me.
Oh, cool.
And towards the end of this, when you were singing that song, then actually I spontaneously I also directly addressed them and I asked them to leave. And I also asked Archangel Michael also to just take them back home.
Oh,
So,
good.
yeah, it was quite a different experience for me consciously as of such. So right now I feel a lot of peace and relaxation.
Very beautiful. I'm so glad that you had a good experience up here. Thanks for sharing all that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so glad you're here in the membership. All right, Anjali typed, calmer within, my monkey mind was active tonight and finally began to quiet toward the close. Glad to hear that. And Diana put some praying hands in there. Earlier Faith said much lighter. I think that was after the entity clearing. Angela typed, wow, amazing how much lighter I feel. My mind is also calmer, much needed. Thank you. And Lydia just jumped in and said, this is my second time with this event. The first time was very intense and difficult to get through. This time was not as intense, although I had a few headaches and itchiness. Feeling good now. Yeah, Lydia, those kind of phenomena are fairly common with this kind of intense clearing work. Like I said, you got to feel it to heal it. There's some discomfort as certain things flush out, entities leave, heavy stuff loosens up and flushes out. So it's just par for the course when you're doing a high intensity event like this. So I'm glad you hang around for a second one, Lydia. And by the way, when I first started doing public events, this was all I did for years. All I did was this shamanic awakening ceremony. And it was only after a while that I started branching out and figuring out, oh, I can do other stuff too. So this is the core original event that that started my my group work. Lauren says, some of my dark entities wanted to stay and were happy to be transmuted. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Glad to help them out. And you too. All right, I've caught up with the chat. Anyone else want to share some live feedback or type something? Anybody? All right, last call for feedback.
Well, I was going to say that I had a little different experience at one point. Usually when we do these meditations, I can feel my energy body or my light body and when I move into it. But when this time when we went into the high self, we went to the high self. At one point, I couldn't feel my energy body. I couldn't feel my physical body. I couldn't feel or see anything, and all I could experience was my breathing. I could hear my breathing, and I could experience nothing else. So, weirdest thing.
Yeah.
That was very strange. And then when I came back in my energy body, I could feel that, of course. And I wanted to comment on the singing that you did when you had Lord Michael bring in the light. I just had tons and tons of real wonderful light energy like pass right through me like I was transparent. That was really a wonderful experience. Thank you.
Oh, sweet. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks, Faye. That's a great
You're
show.
Welcome.
Yeah. And Marla typed feeling peace. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that, Marla. All right. Anybody else with feedback before we wrap it up? All right, I guess that's it. So grateful to each and every one of you for being here and helping make this happen. If you're live or hearing this really quick, it's October 25, 2023 tonight. Tomorrow night, we're doing Ask Us Anything. And I hope you can join us for that if you've got a question or want to share some wisdom with the group. And so that'll be tomorrow night at the usual time. So grateful that each and every one of you is here. Super grateful. Thanks again for being in the membership. And we'll bring you lots more good stuff soon. Oh, wait, someone just typed. Lydia says, I'm preparing for a procedure for my spine and so grateful to have this beforehand. Yeah, indeed. All right. Many blessings, everybody. Everyone be well. Bye.